Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast for the 1,441st time. We do this from the Impact Power Sports Studio online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go to the website, shop around for ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, snowmobiles, maybe a lawnmower, scooters, Yamaha golf carts. They have it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. 14 Mile Road is where they are. Drop in, say hi, please mention my name. They even have fresh popcorn. You walk in and the popcorn maker is there. If there's no popcorn, say, "Easy said I could get the popcorn." They'll make you the popcorn. That's how fresh the popcorn will be. Maybe even buy a go-kart for the kid. I'm going to tell you right now, when you are a child of divorce, moms and dads are oftentimes trying to win favor for the child, from the child. You know, I know my dad and mom tried that. If you're like, get them a go-kart, that's going to be, seriously, they're going to love you more than they're going to love the other parent. And that's what it's all about. Welcome to you all. Thank you. I learned a valuable lesson yesterday. Don't do a plyometric workout and then, like, jump in the shower and go to bed. My ticker was not having it. I have this deal where occasionally I'll get into some type of, I believe the term is tachycardia. And it's a little unnerving when it happens. And if I have like no exercise whatsoever, if I have been like not doing anything, which over the last several years, that's been the case ever since I stopped running and all. And before that, doing triathlons, it seems like when I'm trained, I would have this happen from time to time where my heart would double in its rate. So, you know, what was 80, 90 beats a minute, it doubles. In fact, even more than that, typically it starts happening at a rate of like 230, 240 beats a minute, which should not be. So before you start saying, "Oh my God, Easy, you got to get that checked out." I've had all the necessary work done. I had the monitor on my heart for extended time. And He basically looked at it. He goes, "Yeah, it just does that for some reason when you're trained. I don't know why." Well, I just started training again, so that might have something to do with it. I don't know. Perhaps it's a good time or a good sign, but it's so fucked up because I'm laying there, and the heartbeat is so pronounced that if I look at my pulse point on my wrist, I can see it going. And if you look at my neck, it's actually like the blood going through my carotid artery to my brain. You can see the blood coming through it, like when a snake eats a fucking a big animal, and you see that it takes it's like a big lump in the snake. That's what it looks like. You can see my pulse. So I'm laying there, and I get out of the shower. I go, "Yeah, I hope I'm not having a Novak. My ticker's acting up." She's like, "What?" I go, no. This has been going on since I was a child. Not a big deal. I remember the first time it happened to me. I was at Dodge Park in Sterling Heights, Michigan for the Dodge Park Invitational Cross Country Meet. And I'm at the fucking starting line. And the starting line at a cross-country race, especially an invitational, is a fucking, oh, God, It is not for the faint of heart. You're going to get spiked. You're going to get elbowed. And I'm nervous as shit. And my heart starts doing that. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm dying. That was the first time it ever happened. 15 years old. Still happens to this day. So I did this fucking workout on P90X where you just jump in the air for 40 fucking minutes. It's a bitch. Different movements, but essentially you're jumping in the air. So imagine if you're standing still and for 30 seconds you bend your knees and touch the floor, and then from there you jump up. You leave the ground as high as you can. You come back down, and then you immediately drop down into a squat again, touch the floor, do it again. And you do that for 30 seconds, and you're like, what the fuck? And then there's another exercise right after that. There's like no rest. And it's an absolute bitch. There is nothing about this that you ever feel comfortable. It's what I discussed with you yesterday a little bit, but I'm like, okay, I have, Stevie says, sounds like burpees. Same idea. Exact same idea. And those are a bitch too. God, is this hurt? But I'm all about it. I'm not complaining. I like the whole idea of trying to, you know, turn it around, be a little bit more health conscious on a physical level, and then work on getting the eating in check. Because P90X is great because they even give you like a way to eat. They like give you solid guidance and advice on appropriate eating. So it's just do what they tell you. It's all you got to do is do what they tell you, and you will succeed. Don't fucking do it any other way than what they tell you. I highly recommend it. Pooh Bear says to me yesterday, she goes, hey, so I want you to do Sean T with me. And I go, well, I can. I just started a P90X program. Yeah, but that's too hard for me. And I go, I hate to tell you this, but no, I'm not doing that. I've always loved doing it with this. I don't want to do Sean T. You're going to have to do, but I want to work out with you. And I go, well, that's adorable. Thank you. But I don't know what to tell you. I wanted to, I'm like, well, why don't you just do the P90X? You did it before, and it was masterful. You felt so good. I think, and then she says, I don't want to do that. Is it harder? And she goes, no, it's much easier. And I'm like, well, there you go. If this is harder, it's probably better for you. Aram says, Jack LaLanne said he hated working out, but he liked the results. I don't mind working out. There's certain workouts that I don't like the plyometrics. And it isn't so much the whole plyometrics workout. It's some of the moves are just lung burners. Fucking A. And the goddamn Ab Ripper X. Oh, keyboard fell. Goddamn Ab Ripper X is a bitch. I am on the lookout for our pal Kenny. He wasn't here yesterday, and I don't see him here now. I revealed to you that in the past 16 weeks, his net weight loss is 2.2 pounds, which is fucking terrible. He said he was going to start some fucking fast where all he eats is lettuce and God knows what else. And I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know. All these changing of the game plan things. I'm going to try this one. I'm going to try that one. I'm going to try this one. I wonder how hard he's working. Like, I want Kenny to start fucking doing P90X. I really do. I want that type of excitement in his life. I know he's strong enough. Oh, yes, he's fueled by rage half the goddamn time. Jeremy seems to be doing outstanding as he is now below 280. Where 16 weeks ago, he was at 335. My God. He's averaging like more than 3.5 pounds a week. Motherfuck, I am so stoked about that. And then you've got rookie on the scene, Amanda, who as of today, as of yesterday, I should say, happened to be the exact same grotesque weight as Kenny. A very lumpy 316.8 pounds. She has one day under her belt. And let's hope that she keeps that zest and zeal every single day, because I'd like to, as she revealed on the show, I don't know what if it was on the Daily Podcast or on the Patreon, she revealed that she has gone 5 years without having any type of penis inside of her, like actual real human flesh. And I think we need to change that. If she can average even just 2 pounds a week, that's a 104-pound loss. And that's substantial. That puts you at about 212. So I think you can actually get a black guy if you weigh 212. So look, you are 364 days away from being able to get access to fresh dick. Tophus suggests that Amanda might want to hook up with the cousins again. For those of you that don't know, Amanda revealed that she got taken to Pound Town by two cousins. You keep it up for another 364 days, and you might be able to access that type of action, Amanda. Donko says, I can't wait to watch Amanda kick Kenny's ass. Kenny's got to be very careful. He's got to kick himself into high gear fast, because with the revelation that he has net lost 2.2 pounds in 16 weeks, that's not great. And I hope it doesn't affect his psyche, but I'm done handling Kenny with, oh, you can do it. Come on. Yeah, I know you just gained 5 pounds this week, but try to do better. No, I'm done with that shit. Get your fucking head out of your fat ass. The fuck is wrong with you? Yesterday, I talked about this on the Patreon. I interviewed the director, writer, creator of Night of the Killer Berg, which is debuting on Sunday in West Michigan at the Wealthy Theater. It is an 8 p.m. showing. And I'm going to go. I want to see this, how the people react to this. This is a campy comedy horror film. It's only a 30-minute film. It's as campy and dopey as they come. But it's ridiculous. The premise is the scientists are working in the big food lab coming up with a way to reanimate food. Well, their formula gets in the wrong hands. And the next thing you know, there is a killer hamburger on the loose in the restaurant. A pal of mine named Troy Smith, who is an artist, He was commissioned with making the actual puppet in Night of the Living Berg. And he's the puppeteer for the goddamn sequences on the movie. Well, anyway, Andy Cash is the director. I interviewed him yesterday. And I just wanted to, I'll leave it in the show notes about how you can get tickets. They're $15. And that's just so that the guy can cover the cost of renting the facility. This is a world premiere event of Night of the Killer Berg. If you're into campy, silly, stupid horror movies, this is for you. And I'll be there. We'll sit together after we smoke Newports. He's a really nice guy. We hit it off. And I said to him, look, I want to be in your next movie. Raise your hand if you knew that giving a cat milk is a bad idea. For years, if I wandered around my basement, I've even mentioned it on the show, you'll find piles of puke. Like, God damn it. Well, like a bolt from the blue, it hit me the other day that maybe when I crush my half a box of Lucky Charms and let the cat drink the milk after, maybe that might have something to do with it. So I looked it up, and it said, it's not inherently dangerous, but that most cats are, did you hear that? Most cats are lactose intolerant, and it will cause an upset stomach, and they will puke. I had no fucking idea about that, because it just so happens that I went a sequence of days without eating any goddamn cereal. So that meant the cat got no milk, and all of a sudden the puking stopped. So I'm like, huh. I looked it up. Sure enough. So now, though, the cat loves it. So if I ever, like the other day, I took a box of Golden Grahams to Pound Town, which, seriously, I know it's called Old Man Cereal, but it is my hands down favorite. It is ridiculous. He's sitting there like, okay, well, give it to me. And finished up the bowl. And then, like, I drank the milk. And he's looking at me like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And he was so pissed. My God. So no more milk for Milo. All right. Off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Chris agrees. He says there's a reason Golden Grahams are still around. Maureen says there's kitty replacement milk they can have, but not cow's milk. Cats. So definitely don't do that. Thank you. But I think I'm just going to let him drink water. All right. If you are enjoying the show on Facebook, I'm going to send you off on your way. Just know that the rest of the show is available on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Head over there, and each and every day at about this same time the show starts. And goes usually sometime between an hour and a half to 2 hours. I like to keep it at 2 hours. So if you want the full show, that's where you go. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app. And subscribe that way. All right. So thank you. If you're watching the show on Facebook, I'm going to send you on your way. Facebook and Twitch, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much. The opening and live stream brought to you by Tag Accounting, tagcpa.net. Every year at about this time, and for the following 3 months, I talk about Tag CPA each and every day. No matter where you are in the U.S., call them at 616-301-9516. Tag Accounting will do your personal return perfectly with no hiccups. The way this works is, let's say you live in the middle of Missouri and you want Tag Accounting to do your personal tax return. You reach out, you introduce yourself, and they handle the rest. They tell you what you need to pass along to them via their online portal so that they can get a baseline of your tax history. They will set you up with an actual date and time that your taxes will be done. And then on that date, you just keep your phone handy in case the accounting team at Tag Accounting has a question for you. And then your tax return is expertly done, filed electronically. Before you know it, your money is in your account. TagCPA.net, or you can call the good people at Tag Accounting at 616-301-9516. Also, if you have a personal business and you want them to do your tax services or your accounting for the business, they can do that too. All right. We got several people saying humans should not drink milk either. Yeah, probably not. I don't know if, I think that's kind of like a theory, though. You know, that's a big deal to people telling others, hey, I've got info about what you should and shouldn't eat. You know, there are people who say that we should not eat meat.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The idea is that your teeth aren't actually set up for eating meat. Like, we should have fangs like a goddamn a mountain lion or a tiger. And that, excuse me, our teeth are supposed to be for eating plants and shit. Can you imagine if baby Jesus came back down and people were like, oh my God, he's here. Thank God he's here. He's like, yeah, I'm just here to tell you, eat plants only. You're doing this all wrong. Your life expectancy could be like 500 years, but here you are eating meat. Stop eating meat. Now I'm going to count this as a mulligan for you assholes. I'm going to go up there and we'll pretend this didn't happen, but none of you should be eating meat. I wonder how people would respond to that. I spent a little time yesterday looking up. I don't know if you ever heard about the guy on Facebook known as Mr. Ballin. He tells these great stories. He's an excellent storyteller, which is right up my alley. There was one the other day about, I don't even know where the fuck, I don't even know what it's called, but it's in 1980, Mr. Ballin is telling the story, and then I looked it up after, and it went just like this. Lady's driving down a fucking road. She's got her friend next to her. and her friend has the kid in the back seat, and they see a light in the sky. This is near Houston, 1980. And they're like, oh, fuck, what is that? Oh, it's an airplane. Oh, okay, great. Then the light starts getting closer to him. This is their account. They're both dead now. The kid in the back seat's still alive. He's still advocating for this. And I don't even know the name of the incident. I had it, but I forgot it. But it's on my mind now. It's a great story. So all of a sudden, the light starts getting closer, and it's right in front of him. And it looks like a goddamn diamond, and there's fire shooting out of the bottom of it. Pretty big, about the size of a car. So the one lady, super religious, so she thinks it's the second coming of Christ. She gets out of the fucking car, and this thing's right above the road and probably like 50 yards in front of her, maybe less. She's standing out there for 10 minutes. The other chick is hunkered down. We actually came out first with her. Was standing. She said, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Ran back in the car and is now covering up the kid. And the kid's screaming and crying. Short time later, a bunch of helicopters show up. And then the thing takes off. Lady gets back in the fucking car. And they like, holy shit, can you believe this? What the fuck is going on? And it's when they saw the helicopters, that lady who was hanging outside was like, all right, this obviously isn't the second coming of Christ. This is a military thing. Turns out everybody asked the military. Military admits to nothing. Everybody goes home. One lady drops off the chick at home with her kid. The other lady drives home. And the lady with her kid, all of a sudden, her and the kid start puking. And they've got like, their skin is red and starting to blister to some degree. All fucked up. So then it occurs to her that the other friend who was hanging outside thinking that was the second coming of Jesus, praying to it, was outside and exposed to that longer. So she's putting two and two together that somehow being exposed to that fucking thing made them sick. So she calls and can't get a hold of her. Finally, she gets a hold of her and she says, yeah, I'm fine. But she had an idea that the lady was bullshitting her. So after a few days, she goes to see her and the lady's really fucking sick. Her hair's falling out. Her skin's peeling off. They get her to the hospital. She's fucked up. There's actual pictures of her in the hospital laying there with clumps of hair sticking out. And then the doc says, this looks like radiation poisoning. Other lady gives her the overview of what happened. They think she's fucking nuts. Nobody's listening to these people. They think they're crazy. And that's what you do when people are claiming that they're seeing an alien or something caused them to have fucking become very, very sick like that. So they end up reaching out to somebody who's like a NASA specialist and also on the side investigates UFO sightings, who then decides to help them track this down. Nobody's saying anything. The lady who was exposed to whatever that fucking was is sick for years. During the investigation by UFO guy, he goes back to the spot where he was told this all happened, and the road is fucking burnt to shit, like all the asphalt melted and then re-solidified. Holy shit. So while this is all happening, he's like piecing together all these clues and whatnot. He's talking to other people in the area who witnessed the same thing. And then the next thing you know, that section of road has been ripped out and replaced with concrete. So people are like, what the fuck is going on here? This has never been solved. Nobody has admitted to anything. These two women who are now dead filed a lawsuit, and because there was no proof, nothing went forward. If I write down 1980 UFO incident, I bet you it will come up. 1980 UFO incident, Texas. That's it. the Cash Landrum incident. This is what I was, this is what I read up on after I watched Mr. Ballin tell the story. Depiction of the Cash Landrum UFO. Cash is the last name of a little boy and mommy, and Landrum is the lady who was outside thinking that there was the second coming of baby Jesus. Health problems, health problem claims, description of the encounter. It's all there. It's remarkable. Really, really interesting to me. This is described as the most, one of the most significant interactions with an unidentified flying object. I'm not saying it's aliens. They're not saying it's aliens. But that's pretty fucked up. If it is our own technology just flying around, causing people to get sick. That's right. The Cash Landrum incident. I will link it up in the show notes if you want a further reading of this on your own. Tyler says, of course the military admits to nothing. Fucking assholes. If you look up Mr. Ballin, B-A-L-L-I-N, on Facebook, this dude's great because what he does is he'll just read an account like I just read and then come up with a story in his own words describing it. Much better than the herky-jerky style of me. And they're really, like, intriguing. I love it when he's telling a story because it's just interesting. It's just one dude talking and him explaining what's happening. And then theater of your mind, you've got something popping in there. I love it. Well done to Mr. Ballin. He's one of the most known guys on Facebook right now. Cole says, I watch Mr. Ballin a few hours every week. It's great. What's going to happen when he runs out of stories, though? Tophis writes, so it was the military, because if it was an actual alien, they would have invaded us and enslaved us by now, because we are too stupid as a society to have an alliance with some alien civilization. I want to give you credit for saying something intelligent, but you'd have to say something intelligent first. So shut up. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's breaking news today. It was just a couple weeks ago that we talked about the idiot who decided to hitch a ride on a Delta flight and was found inside of the wheel well of a Delta flight. Well, parts of them. They suspect he climbed up into the wheel well while the plane was on the ground in Chicago. Plane takes off. The wheel well, the wheel that fills the wheel well is snug. So while he's in there, he's thinking, oh, I got a free ride to Florida, wherever the fuck, or Hawaii, or wherever the fuck this thing's going. And the goddamn wheel smashes him so that he looks like the wrong side of a 9/11 jumper. And so like shit's flying out of the plane, and then they finally land, and then the gear comes down, and then pieces of dude come all over the fucking runway. Dead. What's better than one guy in there? How about two? Just happened. It was reported a JetBlue flight at the Florida airport. Two people stuffed and mutilated beyond recognition into the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue plane at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. What the fuck are people doing? Is this like a way to kill yourself? I don't understand what's going on here. The flight took off from JFK. Quote, it's a heartbreaking situation. I don't know if heartbreaking is a good word. Mystifying situation, perhaps. Perplexing situation. It's a heartbreaking situation for anybody on the ground crew that has to witness that shit. If I walk up to the plane and there's a couple of dudes stuffed in there, my heart's not going to be broken. I'll be fucking grossed out. Somebody has to spray that shit out. You ever see that scene in Pulp Fiction when they're cleaning out the fucking trunk after they shot Marvin in the face? The identities of the two and how they accessed the aircraft remain under investigation. Talked about how it's just 2 weeks after the Hawaii incident. The wheel well was only accessible from outside the aircraft. That's from the United Airlines incident. I'm imagining that it's the same thing for the JetBlue incident. A veteran pilot spoke with one of the local TV stations when the first incident went down. Said it's unlikely that a person would get stuck in the wheel well of an aircraft unintentionally. You know, kind of like the guy who got caught in the oven in the Bumblebee tuna incident. Suggesting that those who attempt to enter the compartment are potential stowaways. They just didn't understand how non-survivable it would be to try and ride that aircraft up at those altitudes for that period of time, said Jay Von Brimmer, the pilot. Well, not to mention the fact that there's no room, that wheel is going to keep going. If hydraulic powered wheel is going against fucking homeless dude, wheel's going to win every time. My God. And what does this say about what's going on at the airports? Last I checked, you can't just wander around on the tarmac. You do anything sideways at even a terminal, and someone's going to be up your ass with a wire brush. So this is remarkable to me that anyone could even make it out there. Bob says, but they put the landing gear out pretty far before the airport. How many parts and juices landed on random people and houses miles away? Without a doubt. Because as you're approaching the runway, yeah, that's right. You know, I imagine that a lot of meat and various drippings will come flying out at that point. So that might be a situation where, like, wherever you are in Florida at the airport, you look at the surrounding homes on Google Maps, on the flight path over the homes that approach the landing. And you might be able to see, like, a leg or two. Or you could be in your house and you hear... What the fuck was that? What? That's a raccoon on the roof? What could that be? And then you go up and there's face and a fucking pool of juice. Oh. That's rough. Rebecca says, what is wrong with these people? Aram says, let's just say there was enough room. What were they going to do when the plane landed? Yeah, who knows? And this is, in my opinion, a degree of natural selection. If you're so stupid and so fucked up that you think your best option is to climb into the wheel well of a jetliner and think that this is a good plan. The world now has a favor done for it, knowing that you are not around. How does one become such an idiot and desperate where they think the best thing I need to do right now is get inside of that wheel well. I'm gonna fly away from here and start fresh. Of all the dumb ideas, this is right up there. Tova says, pile of pink cottage cheese with a set of blinking cartoon eyes. And then he says, maybe they lost everything. Well, that still doesn't mean you go and get into the goddamn wheel well. I mean, I could even understand somebody like offing themselves. I don't understand how you could lose everything and think that, hey, the way out is to get into the wheel well of that plane. Get me to someplace warm. So stupid. So be it. We need to encourage this behavior. All right. More bad news. A influencer has passed away, ladies and gentlemen. This would be, let's see here. Carol Acosta, known on social media as Killa Demente. She's died at 27 years of age. She boasted 6.7 million followers on Instagram. That's a lot. I'm not sure what her content was. I see pictures of her wearing flashy clothes. Great big smile, having a good time. I have an image here of her that I'll share with you. You can see exactly who this person is. There she is at the top and bottom of the screen. Here she is. And something I noticed about her, she might have the oddest shape on a human ever. If you're just listening to the audio podcast, it looks like kind of that hunk of cheese type of body where her calves and feet appear to be normal size up to the knee. And then the thighs, they kind of look like they have elephantitis. And they taper drastically out to be quite large. And they're touching so far down the thigh that it looks like she has a 6-foot beaver. I'm not even kidding you. It's hard to explain what I'm seeing here. It's one of the oddest shapes on a human being I've ever seen. I can't, her arms are back in this image, and I can't quite even figure out where her female reproductive organs would be based on this picture. Because there's so much leg, it makes me think that just below her chin is where her vagina is. This may be proof that there are aliens walking among us. Tofa says, wow, where did her shoulders go? I know. Tofa says, also definitely an alien that doesn't look human. Jeremy says, I bet she'd be hot as hell if she had about $1 million of less filler in her body. Okay, I don't know about that. I don't know anything about filler. I think it might just be, there's probably some dietary concerns. In fact, I know there's some dietary concerns because influencer Killa Demente has died because she was choking on her dinner. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.